True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All-time banger, Jimmy. The burner, Tina Turner. What are you playing this for?
Well, for me, first of all, secondly, today is Tina Turner's
Simply
birthday,
the best. So you're playing for yourself.
Today is her birthday.
You got to put your headphones on, Jimmy, because then you can't hear when we talk back.
He got caught off guard that I was talking to him, even though I talked to him a lot at the beginning of a segment.
And he's playing a song for himself. You're
playing Simply the Best for yourself.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean for your birthday?
Yeah.
Simply the Best for yourself?
Yeah.
Huh. Fascinating to me. You said, I want, and so when you played DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win earlier, was that for you too?
Sort of, but yes.
Oh, man.
And what I I don't know if I have time to get this involved.
I think we do, Hawk. I think we do have time.
All right. I mean, in my opinion, you are simply the best. And if I was picking music for you, I might pick Tina Turner, Simply the Best. But you are just picking it for yourself. Fascinating. Really a fascinating.
And it's also DJ Khaled's birthday as well, so that's why I played it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Well, happy 40th. You are simply the best. You really are. We love you, Jimmy.
Love you too.
Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho también.
Ah, well, that's nice. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, Solana. And Jimmy, whenever you need to leave to get what is going to be the longest afternoon, I've got the spielkes over the afternoon you have carved out getting to the Panthers game, which should be just so easy. You take off from the radio station, you go to the Panthers game. Somehow, you've turned this into an ordeal that I would bail on if it was me. Like, I would be so obsessed over what you have to do next to get to the Panthers game tonight. Because the Panthers game starts, what, 3 hours from now? It's a 7 o'clock start?
It is.
Yeah. So you've still got to get from the radio station home to then start driving back to the arena, but you have to stop at Publix to get 4 subs, which in itself is a 38-minute process. I've got the spilkes over what Jimmy has to go through next to get to the Panthers game. God bless the youth. I couldn't do it at 56.
The youth. He's 40, maybe. The youth. Oh,
well, for me, that's the youth. Appel's a toddler.
I don't feel 40.
Yeah, you don't look 40.
I do not.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Somebody wants to see Jimmy rejoin the show from Publix. Man.
I do too. That's a great idea. Wow, printing and graphics. I want you to check in. But you can. You don't even have to do it on the show. Just keep texting me. I want to know when you get to the arena.
You got it.
Are the Garcias normally late to things, or are you guys always timely?
Oh no, we're on time to things.
Jimmy
says, "Don't worry, Jimmy. Nobody's traveling today. Shouldn't be any traffic."
Bold plan. Yep. I should get there on time.
It's like Crowder texting us. Maybe not the best day to travel. Like, oh.
Yeah, you get caught up in Maryland. I don't know if today was the best day to travel. Somebody says, normally the Miami Lakes Publix is packed. Imagine 5 p.m. the day before Thanksgiving.
My brother just texted me right now. I'm buying the subs before we leave.
Don't ruin our bit. Don't tell your brother to mind his own business.
I think he heard you because he's listening.
Tell him not to ruin the bit.
Hey, bro, don't ruin the bit.
Funny.
All right, Hawk. Just a reminder, when Appel does log on later, I want to know about his thoughts on USF losing their head coach. Alex Golish is going to take the Arkansas head coaching job, according to several different outlets. Sticking with college football, though, we know. Big game Saturday for the Miami Hurricanes. They've got to win, and you feel like they have to have a convincing win over Pitt, but it's not going to be easy. Pitt is a really good team this season, as evidenced by Gino Toretta really kind of driving that point home yesterday. This will be a tough game. That'll be noon on Saturday.
Let's see what the line is still on that game. Because what was it? It was 6.5?
6.5, you said earlier.
Let's see. There are a lot of games on Friday.
Normally the Canes play Friday.
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Yeah, normally they
Yeah, Canes are still 6.5-point favorites at Pitt. Hmm.
What are you thinking?
I mean, they need a big convincing victory, but man, they have a tough time with big convincing victories.
Is there, Hawk, any chance, and I'm not trying to do this, it just popped in my head, is there any chance if the Canes don't pull that win out, there could be a coaching change?
No. Zero chance.
Okay.
Zero chance.
And again, I'm not calling for that. I was just wondering.
Yeah, zero chance.
Because I know there was part of the fan base that was very upset after the SMU loss. And
It just cannot financially be done by the University of Miami. Not this early on in Mario's tenure.
I got you. All right, so there's an NBA Cup game tonight. Jimmy's going to go to the Amerant Bank Arena. I'll be headed to the Kaseya Center. The Miami Heat host the Milwaukee Bucks. Hawk, I'm going to break down the NBA Cup standings as it pertains to the Heat and the Bucks tonight, okay?
So, all right, I'll go to the bathroom.
Okay, perfect. Talk to you in a little. All right, so for everybody that's going to lock in here, okay, Miami's 2-1. They're in second place in East Group C. Top teams advance out of every group, and then there's one wild card. The Bucks are 2-0. If the Heat beat the Bucks, their point differential will be significantly higher than the Bucks, and they'll have the head-to-head. But New York has the head-to-head against Miami. If the Knicks lose today and the Heat win, they're going to win East Group C. They're going to advance. If the Knicks win...
I've lost track.
Okay.
What happens? The Heat need to win tonight?
The Heat must win tonight if they want to advance. There is a path to them advancing with a loss, but it gets very murky there. If they win today, they're not guaranteed to advance, but they're pretty much going to advance, whether as the winners of the group or as the team with the best point differential as the wild card. So today, Heat got to win this game today if they want to advance for NBA Cup purposes.
All right.
Then they'd play a knockout game, whether at home or on the road. And then if they win that one, semifinal and final get played in Las Vegas. And you win a nice chunk of change if you advance to the semifinal or the final.
Somebody writes in, and we've had this discussion on the show, but somebody says NBA Cup is just head scratching. Have one championship. Winning this one doesn't do anything for you. Does it do anything for you other than the monetary reward? And I understand, let's not have the conversation about European soccer tournaments and all that stuff. Is there any tangential benefit to the winner of the NBA Cup when it comes to the postseason?
There is none, because the Lakers, okay. The Lakers won the NBA Cup the first year that it happened, and they were not any legitimate contend. Like, they weren't in any spot to be contending towards the end of the season that year. And then last year, the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Cup, and it meant nothing because Damian Lillard tore his Achilles in the playoffs, okay. And they were done. So
it doesn't automatically give you home court advantage if you make the playoffs. And
No. Yeah, it has
so there's
nothing.
There's no benefit other than winning the cup. It's just a little something cutesy during the season.
Yes, 100%. But okay. I go back to, I know you don't want to do the soccer thing, and I won't bring it up, but everybody's biggest criticism of the NBA was what, Hawk? Regular season games don't matter.
The regular season games don't matter. I'm having a different conversation than that. Because I'm not saying that the cup is a bad idea. I was just curious if there was also anything attached other than the monetary reward.
Zero attached to it other than the actual NBA cup. I mean, it does impact regular season records.
Well, just like a regular game does.
Correct. I mean, this game tonight is 1 of 82 for the Miami Heat. But it also has cup implications. So, I mean, that's really the only, like, tangible difference that it actually impacts at the end of the season. But no, an NBA Cup win or winning the actual entire NBA Cup does not do anything come April for playoff standings, for home court advantage, for anything. It does not matter. Period. End of story.
Okay. All right.
But I just, you know, I know we've talked about it and we don't have to get into it again, but I don't understand people that are just flat out opposed to it because...
Well, people don't understand it. People don't understand that this is commonplace across Europe. But it doesn't make much sense to the American sports mind to have a tournament within a season that doesn't have any kind of bearing on anything.
But why? Like, this is year three of it. If you still don't understand it, then you're just...
I don't understand it. I understand that it happens all over the place, but I don't understand it. It doesn't have any bearing on anything.
What's not to understand? This game...
Well, I just told you.
No, but I'm saying, like, what don't you understand about this tournament? Like, how
it would be equivalent to me, again, American sports fan, of saying there's going to be an award at the end of the year for the team that won the most Friday or Saturday night games. It's our in-cup weekend spectacular. There's no benefit to it. It doesn't matter. It's a made-up little tournament and award.
But the benefit is that players, teams, franchises have higher incentives to play in November, in December. And all I see from NBA fans and sports fans in general is that they're upset with the players for taking nights off. They're upset at the fact that the Heat could be a bad
team. No one's
team.
Arguing it. No, but I'm just saying it doesn't matter.
But you're saying, like, what's the benefit? And I'm telling you, this is the benefit that a game in November, on November 26th, between the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo is thinking about coming back from injury earlier to play in a game tonight because it would put his team in an opportunity to go win a second straight NBA
Cup. But you think that's why? You think NBA players are rushing back from injury because they want to win the NBA Cup? I don't.
Not blanket statement, but I do think tonight's game, Eric Spoelstra and this Heat roster are saying this game matters. Treat this game like it has stakes attached to it because it does. Because we want to go and potentially earn an extra $500,000.
No, I get the monetary element of it, but that doesn't mean anything for Norman Powell, and it doesn't mean anything for Giannis, and it doesn't mean anything for the superstar players who are the ones who really determine wins and losses.
At the end of the day, what's really happening here is people, when this tournament was brought into place by the NBA, was instituted, people just said, I don't care about this, and I'm never going to care about it, instead of saying, hey, maybe I didn't care about it at the very beginning, I didn't understand it, but it's 3 years in, and there's actually been better basketball being played at the beginning of the year. And
I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But it is as arbitrary as saying at the end of the season, we crown a Friday, Saturday night champion and every player gets $500,000.
It's not. That's not as it's not arbitrary like that because there is an actual method in place here for games to be played with cup implications. And just saying,
but so would Friday and Saturday nights.
No, well, but there's no cup set up for it. There is no cup set up
for it. But I'm saying you could just as easily make an award for it. It has as much to do with the regular season.
Sure. I mean, sure, but they're not doing that. They're doing this.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but
no, that's fine. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it's arbitrary.
Yeah, I don't think it is arbitrary. I think there is a cup in place. There is a system in place for these games. And there is literally an entire bracket set up for it. It's not the same as just saying, well, at the end of the year, whoever wins the most Friday night games, we're going to give you more money. I don't see those two as being comparable because this is set up properly.
It is the same. It's Wednesdays and Fridays, right? For 2 months?
Some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yeah, for the first start of the season.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So instead of for the entire season, they go, hey, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday night games for 2 months.
No, because... Hawk, there's a group in place. So you only play teams from your group.
No, I get it. I get how the group... I get that.
I know you do, but that's why I'm saying it's not the same as just saying, well, whoever wins the most Friday and Tuesday night games over the next couple months.
Yeah, but it makes as much sense as doing that.
Whatever, man. You don't want to watch the NBA Cup. You don't like the courts, then don't watch it, all right?
I like watching the NBA Cup, but it's just watching an NBA game.
Correct, but... You have bigger, you have higher stakes in a game like tonight, which is why I don't understand why people are against it because everybody hates the fact that NBA doesn't start till Christmas. The players don't care. And this solves that. This gives you meaning for a November 26 game, but the same people who are being flat out hypocrites, who are complaining about games not mattering, who are complaining about players not wanting to play in the first couple months of the season, are also the same people saying, oh, NBA Cup, stupid idea, F you NBA, players make too much money anyways. Well, then don't complain. Don't complain about the games not mattering. Don't say the NBA sucks because nobody cares about the regular season. And don't say that nobody wants to watch the NBA until April if you're also the same person who says, hey, guess what? They actually devised a plan to make the NBA games matter in November. I'm not going to watch that either. Well, then what do you want?
Yeah, but, you know, by that argument, like... There's an 82-game season. Why do you need extra incentive to... I mean, I'll play the devil's advocate. You do make enough money. You're telling me on top of your salaries, you need to make an extra $500,000 and you need to be able to raise a banner in order for you to take a game seriously in November? Like, I get that. I get that as well.
Not what I'm arguing here. Not what I'm arguing.
It is what you're arguing. You're saying that that solves... players resting, and I don't think it does. I've seen plenty of players take time off during these last 2 months.
I'm not saying it solves players resting. I'm telling you it solves a critical issue, which is that people don't think anybody cares about regular season games. And here you are in a situation where a regular season game adds meaning. A game against the Chicago Bulls where the Heat are up 40 points in the fourth quarter, rather than saying, hey, we're going to put Myron Gardner in the game and let him jack up threes for the last 8 minutes, they kept Norman Powell in the game. They kept Khalil Ware and Bam Adebayo in the game because it had to, for point differential purposes, continue to run up the score.
But it doesn't mean anything at the end of the season. It doesn't do anything record-wise. It doesn't do anything seeding-wise. So it doesn't make a difference.
And guess what? At the end of the season, you have your playoffs to get ready for. So you won't even be thinking about the NBA Cup. It won't matter. But now we get to watch the NBA Cup.
Right. But it doesn't matter.
Well, to you, but to me, it does. I'm invested in the NBA Cup. I care about it. I want to see the Heat win the NBA Cup. I think that's the point of the Cup. A team
that- I'd love to see them win it as well, but there's literally no difference that it makes in the season if they do or don't.
Unless you're
super happy that Davion Mitchell gets an extra $500,000.
Well, I consider it differently. I'm looking at it and saying, I think the NBA Cup is cool. I think it's a good idea. And to me, watching them win the NBA Cup would be fun. It would be fun to watch.
But I'm not saying it wouldn't. But it has zero effect on the season. Zero.
The actual NBA regular season, zero. I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm not arguing that. I'm not. Anyways, tonight, 7:30 p.m. Tune in or don't.
Can't wait.
Panthers, Flyers at 7. The Heat are going to play, by the way, on Saturday night. I know you're not going to be here before then, Hawk, against the Detroit Pistons. That will be a good game just from the standpoint of Detroit right now is dominating.
Probably a 1-2 matchup in the East.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Could be. You want to revisit who had the higher grade in that NBA ranking?
I wasn't joking, though. That is the 1-2 matchup in the East, in my opinion, right now.
And, of course, we have our Thanksgiving Day football tomorrow, just to round out headlines, which almost, I want to say partly, but you can probably listen to most of those games, 2 out of the 3, here on WQAM tomorrow.
That is true.
The second game is on Waxy.
Ah, that's right, because of the Hurricanes basketball game.
Yep. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
The third game is on 104.3, though, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Hawk, should we just keep headlines going here so Jimmy never leaves and he shows up late to the...
Are you going to leave after this, Jimmy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, look at you. Very excited, aren't you?
Very.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid-70s. That is brought to you by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. The fact that I got Hawk, I baited Hawk into an NBA Cup debate is truly one of my favorite things to happen all season long.
But I put you in a corner.
I don't think you did.
I put baby in a corner.
Well, what's not fair is my favorite argument, you're like, oh, you can't use that argument, which is the European soccer model, which is literally the argument that I think matters in this entire thing. But whatever. That's
If you like it so much over in Europe, move over there.
Somebody was very upset with us, by the way. I uploaded the history lesson segment from yesterday's show regarding the Big Ben clock and our entire conversation about the Liberty Bell. And there was one person who was very, very, very upset with how we handled the entire Liberty Bell and Big Ben clock discussion. I mean, I don't know if it was a history major watching our show. I don't know why, but man, were they upset that we weren't taking history a little bit more seriously.
All right,
Hawk, that's all I got for you.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment, then he'll stick around for the 5 o'clock headlines so that Solana can leave for the Kaseya Center. Jimmy's going to take off for the Amerind Bank Arena and, you know, several stops before then. But happy birthday, Jimmy. I hope you enjoy your 40th birthday, and we can't wait to see you next week, of course, because this will be our final show this week. So happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you, Hawk. I'll see you guys on Monday.
Hearthday, as Appel would say it, you know, as a wombo.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's happy birthday to get, you know. Anyway. All right, we'll take a break. Josh Appel is going to join us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know, I'm not a huge mac and cheese guy.
What?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jimmy, who's going to celebrate his 40th birthday at the Panthers game tonight. And do you like this song, Dan?
Oh, yeah, I liked White Rabbit all the way, too. We built this city, man. This is an 80s all-time banger.
Amazing catalog of hits. Solana is still with us this segment, then he'll take off for the Kaseya Center. He'll be on preheat tonight starting at 6:15. Little NBA Cup action. Josh Appel is joining us as well. You into this NBA Cup, Appel?
I'm into the Heat, so whatever the Heat are doing, I'm into.
The NBA Cup specifically, though?
Generally speaking, nah, not for me. Give me regular season hockey.
I'm just
trying
to annoy Solana at this point.
It's working.
And half the chatters. Josh Appel is going to sit in with me here for a couple of segments. What call are you on this weekend for Sports USA?
We've got Rams-Panthers this weekend in Charlotte. Matthew Stafford, leading MVP candidate. Devontae Adams, not that he needed resurrection, but leads the league in touchdowns after toiling away with the Jets and the Raiders the last couple of years. And Puka Nacua and that great Rams defense. Don Shula's son, maybe a Dolphins head coaching candidate in the
Possible. We had lunch today, and you mentioned to me, you heard us yesterday talking about Bryce Young versus Tua, and you've got a Panthers game, and I think you've had some this season, no? Haven't you called
some of his games? Yeah, this is the third Panthers game I have this year.
You have one game. The fate of the universe is on the quarterback's shoulders to quarterback a team or one victory to save ourselves from the aliens. Do you take Bryce Young or Tua Tagovailoa?
We've done this hypothetical before. I'm taking Bryce Young. The current versions of the two guys, I'm taking Bryce Young. I've seen Bryce Young.
I thought you said Tua at lunch today.
No, that was Witty.
I thought I was launching it up there for you to be on my side on that.
No, Witty was on your side. I want Bryce Young. I've seen Bryce Young since returning from being benched last year, play really solid football, and he's led a number of fourth quarter comebacks and excelled in those spots where Tua has failed a bit this year. So for that reason, I'll take Bryce Young. And I love Tetero McMillan. Your boy Rico Dowdle is like Barry Sanders. They've got a good play caller too, and Dave Canales.
They went head-to-head already this year.
Yeah, and Bryce Young led him down the field and won.
Yeah, he was better than Tua. Better than Tua in that game. I mean, head-to-head
Tua's
matters,
had a better
right?
NFL career than Bryce Young, though.
Yes, but I'm talking right now about the current versions of the two players.
Because all I'm saying is, forget about the head-to-head this season. You have to win one game. And don't even make it for the fate of the universe. You're in a playoff game.
Well, let's say the math a little bit.
Let's say you're in a wild card game. You're telling me you'd feel more confident with Bryce Young as your quarterback than Tua?
Honestly, I've seen Tua in big spots in his career. And I know that I've defended him before about those games. And I know that we just watched Bryce Young not play so great on Monday Night Football against San Francisco. But I've also seen Bryce Young do it at the end of games in clutch moments. And I haven't really seen this version of Tua do that. I haven't seen him play well in these big games outside of like the Cowboys game in 2023.
Are we not including the national championship game?
we're doing that. Like you,
well,
this is
it's a pretty big. It's a pretty big game.
I mean, it's not like Bryce Young didn't play in big games at Alabama too.
Did he ever win a national championship?
I'm pretty sure he did. Won the
Heisman. I didn't know. I was just, I had a 50-50 chance of hammering home my point there. Have you changed your mind on this, Solana? Because yesterday you were vacillating all over the place on this.
Wasn't really vacillating all over the place. I talked myself out of Bryce Young just because I watched Bryce Young on Monday Night Football and it was not pretty. But the more and more we talked about the idea of in Mike McDaniel's system with Tyreek Hill, with Devon Achane, with actual weapons, look how much better Bryce Young has looked this season with a better offensive line. Look how much better he's looked this season. Tua has regressed this season. The current version of Bryce Young is better than the current version of Tua Tagovailoa, in my opinion.
I think one of you brought this up yesterday, and this is a big part of the equation for me. Bryce Young can use his legs if he needs to.
Yep,
that's
he's,
true.
He's had a bit of a down year in that category, but he had 6 rushing touchdowns last year. He's run for 250 yards each of the last 2 years. I mean, that's a big element that Tua is missing as well.
Appel, you were on the call of the Saints game last week. Dolphins have the Saints on Sunday. Dolphins are 5.5-point favorites. What are you thinking after watching? You've watched the Dolphins all season, but you watched the Saints in person last weekend.
The Saints are going to annoy you. I'm just putting that out there now. They're going to annoy you. They have a solid defense with some names you recognize. Demario Davis, tackling machine. Chase Young, Cameron Jordan. Carl Granderson, they've got a solid secondary. Their defense overall is pretty decent, I would say. Tyler Shuck, since he took over as a starting quarterback, they moved the ball a bit better. They beat that Panthers team a couple of weeks ago, 17-7 in Charlotte. So I think they're going to be an annoying matchup for the Dolphins. I do think they'll beat them because the Saints fall victim to things that 2-9 teams fall victim to. They had 3 possessions last week inside the red zone. One drive started at the 16-yard line, and in 2 other instances, they got the ball to the 1-yard line, and in those 3 possessions, they came away with 3 points. Turnovers are still a big issue for them on offense, and Tyler Shuck's a rookie quarterback who has shown flashes at times, but he's still a rookie, and it's asking a lot for him to go on the road to a very difficult environment like Hard Rock Stadium. And
so you're saying the Dolphins are going to win their 3rd in a row on Sunday?
I think the Dolphins should win. And it might be a close game because, again, like the Saints are just annoying. Kellen Moore, their head coach, is someone the Dolphins interviewed for their head coach position in the past. Obviously ended up choosing Mike McDaniel instead. I like Kellen Moore, but again, I don't know what the health of Alvin Kamara is. He left last week with a knee injury. He's already been dealing with an ankle injury. I don't know what they're going to look like. So I think the Dolphins roll on Sunday, but don't be surprised if it's just an annoying game that is closer than maybe you would expect.
If this game was being played in New Orleans, would you feel differently about the result of the game? Because I think the fact that it's being played in Miami, I feel better about it, but I wonder, like, it doesn't matter. The Saints are bad. The Dolphins should beat them no matter where they're playing.
Listen, I have so much respect for the Saints fan base. They still, I mean, the Falcons fans and Saints fans packed the Superdome on Sunday. But like outside of a snippet of the game where the Saints, you know, after a pick six, they kind of got juiced in the stadium. It is not the same road environment that you remember from when Drew Brees was there or even like the early Derek Carr days. It is a bit depressing in there at times. So I think like, 1 or 2 big plays from the opposition takes the crowd out of it immediately. And by the middle of the 4th quarter, the place is empty. So I don't think like in 2025, going to the Superdome is as big of a challenge as it used to be.
Hey, Hawk, by the way, if Tua has a great game against New Orleans, you win the Tua versus Bryce Young debate because Bryce Young, I'm just looking at his stats against the Saints, 124 yards, 1 interception, 17 of 25. I mean, god awful. I mean, they lost 17-7.
Bryce Young puts up some real clunkers. You guys seem to be ignoring that.
He's such a weird quarterback. But again, the guy at the end of games in the 4th quarter, when it's within a score, he turns into a different guy. It's crazy how good he is at the end of games. But like, if you look up his numbers, he's had only 2 games this season where he's thrown for more than 200 yards. He's basically they drafted essentially a game manager, number one overall, a couple of years ago, and that's what they're stuck with. He's just flashed enough at end of games and in situations where I've seen Tua fail and Bryce Young succeed. Head to head, we've seen it this year, where that's kind of where I lean.
Appel was in New Orleans on Sunday. He was there over the weekend. Dan Day is from New Orleans. Would a New Orleanian ever go to Cafe Du Monde, Dan, or is that for tourists only?
No, 100% New Orleanians go to Cafe Du Monde. When you're leaving the quarter at like 4 in the morning and you need some coffee to get you home or some beignets, yeah, all the time.
How
Dan,
about this, though?
Dan, you
how
go to the original though? One at the airport.
No,
right?
This is exactly what I'm going to ask, because he just said when you're leaving the quarter. So you're leaving the French Quarter. We all know where the original Cafe Du Monde is. Now, Appel's gone several times to call Saints games over the last couple of years, and he'll text me a picture of Cafe Du Monde in a mall at the airport, and it's always the same thing. Can't believe there's no line. Going to get some beignets. Is there any point in stopping at Cafe Du Monde at the airport rather than the French Quarter?
No, no, indeed.
Why? It's the original one.
It's not. The airport is not the original one.
What are you talking about?
There's something special about that one in the French airport. Quarter, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you've just got the foot traffic, you've got the excitement, you've got the energy, you got the street performers, you have so much going on. It's just right in the middle of everything.
There's a place there called Cafe Beignets.
That's good.
And I feel like it's like there was a ton of people there. Like, it was slammed. But I feel like that's such a ripoff of Cafe. It's just such a lazy ripoff of Cafe Du Monde. Like some, like, Dan, you're going to tell me it's probably a local spot that's been there for years. And maybe it is. But to me, who's just a tourist, it just sounds like some private equity firm was like, I'm going to buy up this store here, and I'm going to make a place called Cafe Beignets.
Total difference is the Cafe Du Monde beignets are hollow on the inside. Cafe beignets are dense on the inside. So if you like a dense beignet, you go to Cafe Beignet. If you like hollow biting into air almost, that's Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah, I like the airy ones. I didn't realize that was the difference. I had, when I was in New Orleans most recently, I had the same experience. I'm with my wife and kid. The Cafe Du Monde line is down the street. And then Cafe Beignet, you can kind of waltz right in. And I felt like Appel did, where, like, next to Pizzeria Uno in Chicago, somebody putting up Deep Dish Pizza Cafe and just getting the spillover traffic and going, oh, yeah, Chicago Deep Dish Pizza Cafe. So you're saying that there is an actual difference. There are people in New Orleans who prefer Cafe Beignet over Cafe Du Monde.
I would say most people in New Orleans prefer Cafe Beignet over Cafe Du Monde.
Wow. Shocking piece of information.
Dan Day, you would agree, Cafe Du Monde kind of jumped the shark, right? It's just, no joke, I've been to both, and I also had beignets sent to me via room service last time I was in New Orleans. Those were better than the Cafe Du Monde.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Beignets that I had.
Yeah. Wait a second. No, come on, Dan. You can't nod your head that room service beignets are better than anything you could get on a street in New Orleans.
Some of these hotels are big time. I do know Café Du Monde is a lot of hype. It's not as much substance. I will say that because their Café au Lait is okay. Their beignets are hollow, kind of. The rest of the stuff there, it's interesting and good. But, yeah, not a place like I ever went outside of stumbling out of Bourbon Street or the Quarter at like 3-4 in the morning wanting some coffee and something to soak it up.
You have to go to the original one in the mall.
In the airport?
That's your problem.
Louis Armstrong, Moisant Airport.
Where did we stay? I think we stayed at a hotel called the Windsor Court.
Yep.
Yes, and we did get beignets, mm-hmm. you know, in the dining room there, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, my hotel had the same. Yeah.
Windsor Court is fantastic.
Airport Marriott.
No, I was staying in the French Quarter.
You were at the Windsor Court.
I was not at the Wart.
I didn't want to flex. I stayed at the Ritz. But this was on the Dolphins' dime. I don't even know if they knew I was ordering room service every night. Thank you very much, Miami Dolphins. The beignets at the Ritz-Carlton was unbelievable.
But to Dan's point, having a beignet and a coffee and there's a million people waltzing around on the street, half of them are effed up beyond recognition, they're street performers. Like, that to me is the spot where it would be like ordering a hurricane to room service and saying, oh, it's a delicious drink. Well, yeah, but you're not exactly getting urinated on while you're drinking it on the street.
I told Hawk this when I went there, but I went back to the po' boy shop that I visited as Ed Orgeron.
Oh, yeah.
During the Super Bowl. And the woman who owns it remembered me from the bit. She might have just been saying that, but she remembered it. She goes, oh, you sat right there at that table. I said, you bet I did.
Stop it. That was a great bit that we did. You remember that, Solana? He went there. He ordered a po' boy as Ed Orgeron.
As Ed Orgeron. That was a great bit.
All right. You got to get out of here, Solana.
I do. Yeah, I got to go watch an NBA Cup game, Hawk. Can't wait.
Oh, big night for you. Yeah. Very exciting.
Hey, I love the shirt. You're very professional.
Yeah, he looks good. Oh, you're talking about him or me?
I was talking about Dan Day.
Go have a good call tonight. You'll hear Solana and Tommy Tighe on Preheat beginning at 6:15 on this radio station, and then you will hear Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert on the call tonight for Heat and Bucks NBA Cup action that tips off at 7:30.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You adopted the darkness. I was born there.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.